Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After a grand jury returned an 18-count indictment against former Trump advisor John Bolton, he surrendered to authorities in Maryland today and appeared in court, pleading not guilty to charges of retaining and sharing classified information. It is the third so-called enemy of President Trump's to be indicted within a matter of weeks. ABC's Pierre Thomas says Bolton is not backing down from his criticism of President Trump.
Bolton was pushing back, saying in a statement that the indictment is nothing but retribution and an abuse of power, part of Trump's campaign to intimidate his opponents. Bolton and his attorneys claim no crime has been committed, but Bolton is under serious legal threat. Each of those 18 counts carries a maximum penalty of 10 years in jail.
President Trump will host Ukraine's President Zelensky for talks at the White House. Yesterday, the president announced he'll hold another summit with Russia's president in Hungary. The government shut down heading into another week with lawmakers not in session today. The Senate votes again on Monday. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A student had to be taken to the hospital after being beaten at a local high school. Madison police have released few details. All they've said is that it happened Wednesday morning at Madison West High School. We'll bring you additional details as we learn more. Meanwhile, two bills meant to help staffing issues for EMS and paramedics are now on the governor's desk. One of them reimburses students for their EMS classes taken at Wisconsin technical colleges. These bills would also send additional funding to those programs. Sometimes the classes at those technical colleges are at risk of being canceled because there aren't enough students who signed up. On top of that, these bills allow rule exceptions. WISC reports those exceptions allow joint departments to use more money from villages, towns, and cities. The outlet reports that impacts departments like Fitch Rona here in Dane County. The bills also create a pilot program for 911 video calling in Wisconsin to allow dispatchers to better respond to emergencies. And high school football playoffs look a little different this year. Here's Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Cuska.
October is the start of high school football playoffs, and this season, for the first time, teams will qualify using a new system. The new system, which was supported by nearly 90% of coaches before implementation, essentially rewards teams that win, and especially by defeating good teams. In addition to figuring out who makes the playoffs, the new system also seeds each team and assigns them geographically between four regions, a process that used to be done in the past by humans with the aid of computer formulas. Teams also know which division they are playing in at the start of the season. In the past, the divisions were set by dividing the qualifying teams equally between divisions the day after the regular season ended. The 8-player playoff bracket was announced last Saturday, with the 11-player playoff bracket to be announced this Saturday. You can see the playoff qualifying report for football and details on the new playoff qualification system on the WIAA website.
That's Jimmy Cuska, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Another loss for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. In the National League Series, the Dodgers down the Brewers again, this time 3-1. And to make matters worse, Milwaukee slugger Jackson Chourio had to leave the game in the seventh inning, re-injuring his strained right hamstring. Pat Murphy with the update.
Chourio's had a continual cramps in his hamstring. He feels like he's going to be okay, so I'm hopeful.
So the Brewers down now 3-0. Game 4 is tonight. Football, the Badgers and Ohio State Buckeyes kick off at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Packers play the Cardinals in Arizona on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks getting ready for their season opener next week.
You know, you got 5 days, get your legs back under you, get back into a great spot mentally, physically, and then it's time to roll. Once the season starts, the first 10, 11 games, like every other day or something like that. So I think it's vital that guys get their legs up under them, get their win back and things like that.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly sunny and warm Friday afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. South winds up to 25. Tonight, showers and storms looking likely. Some of that rain could be a bit heavy. Lows in the upper 50s. Rain chances still around Saturday. Right now, it's 67.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Conrad has restless leg syndrome where it's hard to control your leg, and you got to be careful. There's a lot of expensive stuff around this studio. So, what broke over there just now?
A couple speakers.
They just redid this studio. We'll be dealing with, sorry. This is a serious thing. All right, what are we going to do here?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the Brewers game from last night, as well as the weekend ahead with Peter Rapine. A Week in Review, a humorous edition from E-Bomb's World. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
WMDX, the only station with lakes on both sides.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
In 1787, our founding fathers did. I'm a kid that was raised on Schoolhouse Rock, and it took. Okay, it took. To the people who make and made and promoted Schoolhouse Rock, thank you, because it took. Let's go to your calls, see if they take. Mo from Rupert, Idaho.
Good morning.
Hello.
So I'm thinking about a good way to get Washington's attention with protests. And when I retired, I opted to only pay my taxes once a year instead of, you know, the taking it out of your check every month. And I just think if everybody did the same thing, we could stop this so fast. It'd just turn off the tap, you know,
a
the
tax
money
protest.
Tap. I can't believe it when he sits there and he says, well, I've got everything passed except for what the Democrats want. I'm like, you think I want to pay any money towards the government if they don't want to represent me at all?
Yeah.
And if we turn that tap off, because they're counting on that money monthly, you know, pouring in as they shoot it out with a fire hose, you know, that... So I just think it would be very effective if we just turned off the tap.
Well, I'm not primarily shooting down ideas today, Mo, and thank you for your call.
Yeah, and then I want to tell you, I'm heading to Boise, and I'm going to be wearing a honeybee suit and looking for some good suggestions, something about looks harmless, but try a swarm of us.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yep.
Some kind of signs.
Might look cute, but you know, our stinger is sharp. I don't know. There might be something there. That's interesting. And why Boise instead of Rupert? Just because more people?
Well, Rupert won't have anything. They're zombies down there. But Boise is just a lot more fun. They do have a protest going in Twin Falls, Idaho, but they're just really small and not very powerful. Boise is the place to go.
So you said two things. I think going to Boise sounds great, and creating a legitimate pocket of pro-democracy energy sounds great. I want to differentiate two things you said. Really small and really powerful are different. That my dear friend Ben held a peace vigil on the side of the road. I've told Ben's story before. He was the uncle of a friend of ours when we were starting the bus project, and he just happened to have a commercial driver's license. So we drove our bus as we went out and knocked on doors to try to turn the legislature in Oregon, which we did, which we helped do, and it And he became a movement guy, and he ended up hosting this peace vigil, and he did it in a suburban area, and it started out with not that many people, but it grew, and it stuck, and it kept going, and I think the fact that it was in that suburban area mattered more than had it been in downtown Portland. Now, Boise and Rupert are different than Beaverton and Portland, to be sure.
But we're talking rural.
Yeah,
way rural,
and if nobody's driving by, they're not going to see it at all. But I do, as we're talking out to the broader world, some of those smaller ones, for those folks who go, there's not going to be 100 people there, there's not going to be 25 people, there's not going to be 1,000 people there, maybe I shouldn't go. No, you alone will have more impact than you know. Particularly because a few people who know you will see you, and they'll all just send a signal, I guess we're not just a monochromatic place. But anyway, Mo, thank you so much for what you're doing. I love the idea of the bee costume.
Thank you.
Get busy. All right, so sign ideas, shout out to my friends out in Portland, and I will say again, we fight against kings from the sky high and the lords of water deep. Let us go to Bruce from Los Angeles. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, hello. I wanted to just my sign idea. Typical signboard is about two and a half feet high, 3 feet wide, plain white. In the upper left corner, I have a picture of a human posterior. In the upper right corner, a picture of a human elbow.
Okay.
In the middle at the bottom, a picture of our dear leader with his eyes cast upward. And in between the posterior and the elbow, and above his head with his eyes cast upward, I'm going to write in bold magic marker, "Do you think he can tell the difference?" Question mark.
Now, I understand. I understand the point. I think what you're saying is that you know his ass from his elbow. And I've learned.
Well, I don't know if you want me to say that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I want you to do what you do. But Sean told me I'm allowed to say that word. I didn't get permission from polite people who are not only operating within their professional bounds, but weighing in on their own personal taste. And Sean was not weighing in on our personal taste, only professional bounds. So I'm not saying that she has endorsed such foul language. Only that the FCC has not prohibited it.
Yeah. Okay. One other quick thought. You know, I've said this before when I got on the air with Tom Hartman. You know, I take the long view. In the end, this man, this TV watcher sitting in the White House, he is truly a small, insignificant man. And everybody should keep this in mind and not forget it.
Yeah.
Because in the long term, that's truly what he is.
Yep.
Okay.
I appreciate it so much. Jeff from San Francisco, you got a sign idea?
Yeah, mine's going to be fight the fat ass. He has no class. Hmm. And have a picture of, you know, a big fat Trump. Is that okay?
Why do you ask me? Why do you ask me to join in on your perversion? This is your
well,
sign.
You know,
don't blame me for your choice of words.
Well, I was in downtown war-ravaged San Francisco last night about 8 o'clock, and, you know, I didn't have too much trouble with anybody, and I was right in the heart. I went to an AA meeting at a homeless shelter, and nobody attacked me, and everything was fine, so I just want to report from San Francisco, the war-ravaged place, that it's still safe. You know?
Yeah, no, and by the way, Portland is beautiful. And as for your, I will say, I may or may not engage in profanity, but I will fight to the death your right to be profane. Okay, so thank you, Jeff, so much for calling in and for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Cheers.
All right, bye-bye.
Diana from Olympia. Diana from Olympia has a Wonder Woman, sort of a Wonder Woman ring to it. But go on.
Well, thank you. I was just going to tell you that I feel like I'm being taught by Thomas and Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson, every morning between you and Tom. And I love you, and I love your dad so much.
He's pretty great.
I mean, I feel like my husband and I feel like we're just given golden coins every time we listen to you.
Oh, thank you very much.
But
much.
My son, Yeah. You're very welcome. But my signs are kind of like lowbrow compared to these creative guys you've had on.
It's all right. You said lowbrow. The last couple of signs, I'm not criticizing them, but my first descriptor would not have been highbrow. It would have been something other than that. But go on, Diana from Olympia.
Okay, well, mine is lowbrow in the context of not as creative, but anyhow, my first sign is democracy, not dictators, because I really love that one. I think that's the key to this whole thing. And then my next one is a finger, like, or a bunch of fingers pointing at the person looking. And if they want to be creative, they can put Uncle Sam behind that finger. And it says, do you want or like 1930s Germany?
There you go. And as for the gold coins comment, thank you so much. If you need those gold coins, you can come right here. You don't have to go to Aurora's Realm Shops or Trobriand's Graveyard or Cliffwatch Inn to get your gold coins. You can come right here to the Tom Hartman program. Thank you so much, Diana.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. 202-808-9925. 202-808-9925.
Out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Autumn awesomeness awaits, courtesy of David J. Frank Landscape. Introducing Fall Porchscapes, professionally designed decor literally delivered to your front door. Installation and removal included. A hassle-free way to bring fall flair to your home or business. And consider a fall cleanup to preserve the beauty and health of your yard. There's more to a good cleanup than raking leaves. Call the experts at David J. Frank at 608-283-9276 or visit davidjfrank.com.
Get ready, Madison. El Sazon Jarocho is now open on Plaza Drive. Five-star authentic Mexican cuisine. Fresh, homemade, and the best prices in town. See why one review said, best tacos I've ever had in my life. El Sazon Jarocho. You won't leave hungry, just happy.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
What is a commercial? It's a message delivered to the people, in this instance through your radio speakers, into your ears. Why, it's like a movie for your brain. This radio commercial is directed to the business community. If you want to reach more customers, you should be using WMDX Radio. It's that simple. Just email sales@WMDXradio.com and let our crack sales team show you how to make your business grow with the number one medium known to humankind, the radio commercial on WMDX. Long may you wave.
You can find monster savings throughout October at Burlow Mattress of Madison. Save on mattresses, platforms, bed frames, sheets, pillows, and more. American made, locally crafted. Burlow Mattress of Madison.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring, and start giving them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate, backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use code TOM or text THOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use code TOM or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% off with a Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply. And we are back. Let's go straight to your calls. Alan, thank you for calling about the government shutdown. You're on the air from Seattle.
Hi, Jefferson. Great show.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm going to get into the weeds a little bit.
Weeds are good.
I'm kind of thinking of how the heck we get out of this shutdown, which, of course, is going to extend beyond our March tomorrow. You know, as it stands, the Senate is holding up the clean CR simply because they want to restore our, you know, healthcare funding. And you know, let's just look at a couple of ways that this can end itself. But it's all predicated on the Epstein files and you know what Johnson is going to do in the House. So let's just say the Democrats cave and enough of them vote in the CR, you know, ending the shutdown, because now we have the bill and it goes to the president for signature. But this doesn't get Speaker Johnson to open the House because their work was done. They already passed that clean CR. So the Epstein files won't continue, you know, will continue to be hidden. On the other hand, if the Republicans toss out the filibuster rule and pass the CR all by themselves, you know, Trump's going to sign it, and Johnson still doesn't open the House. The Epstein files stay hidden, but now the government's open. So this doesn't hurt the Democrats that much because they can go around and say, hey, we fought the good fight, but, you know, you're now screwed on your health care. But, you know, this is an option that isn't going to happen, really. I don't think so. And if the Republicans back down and allow the funding for the ACA to be extended, the CR is no longer clean, and Johnson will need to call the House back into session to work on the revised bill. Well, you know, he won't do that. So the House will stay closed. The Epstein files are still hidden, and the government's still shut down. if by some miracle Johnson does call the House back into session and they pass the revised CR, they have to somehow avoid bringing the Epstein discharge petition to the floor. And, you know, we all know that the Republicans are pretty good at changing the rules midstream. So, you know, so then the CR would go to Trump for signature, you know, with the ACA, you know, funding restored. But then he vetoes the bill. And you need two-thirds vote in each House, you know, to override the veto. So it's, you know, this is going to go on for a long, long time.
Yeah. No, they've got, I appreciate it. What's your last, I've got a couple thoughts that I've jotted down I want to share, but want to make sure, if you had your last either hope or fear or piece of advice, what would it be?
To get the shutdown taken care of?
Yep.
Well, that would require the Republicans getting a backbone, and I don't think that's going to happen.
Yep.
Because, I mean, it's the hammer of the Epstein files hanging over this whole thing.
Yep.
You know,
well, I think you're onto something, Alan. I think you're onto something, and thank you so much for the call. Let me respond to it. We're talking about sign ideas. Here's one. And by the way, I have said, and I will say again, I kind of like the long signs. I know that's weird for me to say, because I usually think that some of the most persuasive stuff, and one of the reasons I love the No Kings narrative is it just took me two syllables and barely a breath to mention. Brevity is the soul of wit. Don't use three words when two will do. But the long sign is funny. Like, that's just like a sign with like a paragraph on it. I just think it's kind of funny. Now, who will that be for? Will the person driving by read it quickly? No. But everybody there will. And the other is you can take a picture of it and make it, put it on social media, whatever, and people will read it. And I think it's kind of funny. And even just the fact that it's long kind of violates sign rules, and that's kind of funny too. And here's one. You can make the words better. But there should be 1,000 signs that say something like the Republicans are shutting down the government to conceal the Epstein files. There should be like 1,000 signs that say what you just said, that the Republicans are shutting down the government to conceal the Epstein files. Now, if you want to do more than what you really explain it, like unpack what we're talking about, you just said it. The reason the House doesn't want to come back to vote on a revised continuing resolution is because they don't want to have to deal with a discharge petition to then vote on the release of the Epstein files and force that to happen. So we've got to make that plain. How else deal with a shutdown? One, I think making it clear it's about the Epstein files helps. Helps with some Republicans saying, uh-oh, and maybe they start saying a few things. And the other thing is we got to put pressure on swing districts. We got to put pressure on rural areas to talk about what's happening in healthcare in those areas and make congressional members push for it.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's going to take Republicans in districts where they can lose to blink. And that means lots of action in those areas.
Quince has the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, and real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince. I love them. I find them affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe and have held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom. So what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's www.getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. www.getnativepath.com.
At the end of the month, FFA students from across the country, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands will make their way to Indianapolis for the National FFA Convention. But today, we're going back about 73 years to when the blue and gold looked a little different. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. You're going to want to stick around.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world. To integrate a global ag and energy supply chain. To advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world. To build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
We're taking you back to 1952, when only boys could join FFA, but girls were still a part of the story. The Brandon, Wisconsin FFA chapter selected one young woman from the senior class to represent them as their FFA sweetheart. The honor went to Lois Lawson. Today, she remembers what it meant to hold that title and be a part of the FFA tradition at a time when opportunities for women in ag were only beginning to bloom.
I do remember that. But there was only boys that could join that FFA. And so they, I think it was only a couple years that when they started it that they had an FFA sweetheart. And the boys voted on one of the senior girls. And we had 12 girls in our class of 25.
Lois Lawson, the 1952 Brandon FFA chapter sweetheart, still lives on her family farm today. We'll take a look at commodity prices next. Nitrogen is one of your biggest input investments, so protect it with Anvil Nitrogen Stabilizer and Super U Premium Fertilizer from Koch Agronomic Services. Anvil delivers 310% more active ingredient than leading competitors, while Super U provides complete protection against volatilization, denitrification, and leaching. Don't risk your yield with diluted products. Choose proven active ingredient loads for proven nitrogen protection and maximized nitrogen availability. Ask your retailer for Anvil and Super U this fall. Friday from Chicago, midday grain prices are trading higher. December new crop corn is up 2.25 cents at $4.24 a bushel. November new crop soybeans are up 6.75 cents at $10.17.5. Cash wheat is up 2.25 cents at $5.04.75. And July 2026 new crop wheat is up 2.5 cents at $5.43 a bushel. Class 3 milk contracts are mixed. November milk up a nickel at $16.61 a hundredweight. December milk down a penny, trading at $16.51 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly sunny and warm Friday afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. South winds up to 25. Tonight, showers and storms looking likely. Some of that rain could be a bit heavy. Lows in the upper 50s. Rain chances still around Saturday. It's 69 at our studios.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught. Service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Hey!
share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
I knew that we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is that some of the stuff that we do can lower our biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruits and vegetables, many, maybe most, are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens, that's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. We feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly we age. We encourage you to join us. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's still time. Check out the university study. Get 20% off and use promo code Tom at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code Tom. Welcome back to the Hall of the Voice, where we marvel at the grim statue in the Hall of Mirrors. Thank you for being here. We'll go straight back to your calls. Dave, you've got a protest sign.
Hi, this is Dave in Auburn.
There you go.
Hey, ICE is a state-sponsored terrorist group. The second one is, if you wouldn't want a felon living in your house, why should we have a convicted felon living in our house?
Yep.
And the third one is a big giant caricature sign of the image of Donald Trump with the word hoax superimposed over it, because that's his favorite word. And that's about all I got.
Thank you, Dave. I'm going to keep it going. Ike from Charleston, South Carolina, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, buddy. Let's see, signs, and then I'll give you something towards the end of this. Signs, let's go with wake up, military. It's time to do the coup.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
How about...
I don't know if that's the one that gets you arrested, but keep going.
How about your military boots were made by freedom, not made for Jack?
Oh, I like that one.
How about...
say that one again. I gotta go to my notes here. Your military boots
were made by freedom, not for Jack. Or were made for freedom, not for Jack.
Yep. I like both.
Okay. And then here's a bigger picture. This is for the people that have money, resources, and connections. Listen up. I live close to a certain Air Force base. Where I live, I'm within it. I can hear Reveille every day, okay? I was stationed at that base back in the 70s.
Yep.
I'm old, I'm disabled, but I've got an idea, and I haven't been able to put it together. But this goes for any military base in the United States. I've been wanting to go down and get there's also billboards that are outside these base gates, right at the main gate. But what I've been wanting to do is go and get a big, nice-sized banner made and stand there across from the main gate on the public sidewalk and remind these troops, and it says, your duty is to the Constitution and to the people. It's not to Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You are something along those lines. You do not owe duty or honor to a dictator.
Yeah.
You know, we could do these in front of every base on, you know, in this country.
Yep.
And remind these troops at the base level who they're supposed to be standing with. You know, this is the other thing. You know, people laugh and they criticize and they think that I'm not serious. But as an ex-military man from a family of ex-military men, I'm telling you now, there is a legal obligation involved in the oath that they take
Yep.
They do have a certain point where a straw is going to break that camel's back. And I fully expect them to do their duty. And their duty is to this Constitution. It is not to the politicians. It's to the Constitution, and it's to the people of this country. That's our military. That's not their military. They belong to us. And they better protect us, and they better do their job and uphold their oaths.
I thank you for the call, and it makes me want to say a couple things.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Understanding, okay, here's a little bit of strategy corner. Strategy corner time. The right-wing movement was built, and just happened, got built. And it got built strategically. And it got built by identifying critical levers of power and trying to take over those levers of power. It's very different. It's very different from starting just with a set of values or starting with an objective or starting with key constitutional principles. It was formed in significant part by identifying key levers of power, and I will say some of them. One, of course, is the church. First donor to the Christian Coalition was the Senate Republican Campaign Committee. It wasn't that God was looking for the Republican Party. The Republican funders decided, let's bathe ourselves in God. Second, you said the military. Yeah. How do we build? And John McCain was an example of this, where the military-industrial complex was a essential piece, an essential building block of the modern conservative movement. Ronald Reagan helped make that so. That's another key thing. If you wanted to run a nation, what are the things you want to run? Well, it'd be nice to run the military. Give me the power to make war, and all other powers will flow to me. It'd be nice to run the central religion, which normally you could imagine as being a ballast against overweening military power. Because, by the way, as I said a little bit ago, and I will say over and over again, Jesus Christ wasn't a big fan of big military. He was turning the other cheek. Other big institution, the economic leadership, the corporate leadership, the concentrated wealth of the nation. Grab that. Now what we're seeing more and more, and this is a big piece, the Powell memo, of course, they've got to take over the media. After 40 years, they've pretty much now are successful. It's identifying those centers of power and occupying them. And then, of course, also elected centers of power. And one of the big ones is, oh, wait a minute. We can win or lose a presidency. We can win or lose the House. We can win or lose the Senate. But if we can get the courts, Article 3 makes those lifetime appointments. Aha, we get one more. It has been an overtime strategic act. And part of my plea to this community is for us to stay rooted in values, stay rooted in objectives, stay rooted in the best of what this country is and should be, and to be strategic, and to be smart, and to be thoughtful about how we can actually have power for people, and not only have power used against people. So your comments, and my comments earlier about the iconography, do that with the Christian cross, do it with the American flag, start doing it with sports, football. Well, football, it's a big center of power, so they identify it. And very often, the protest-rooted person who is resisting so much of the accoutrement, so much of the display of Americana, because they see that so often it is false. It is used not to promote the best of this country, but to use it as a cloak to do some of the worst in this country. And then there is a risk that it recoils from some of those core centers of power, from the church, from the military, from economic power, from the core iconography, from the media, when in fact we have to do is identify levers of power. And in a values-aligned way, make sure that as many institutions as possible promote the best of this country, promote the best of democracy, promote the best of equality, promote the best of looking out for the next generation and the seventh generation after that. And that we can't only run into a lefty corner. We've got to make sure that more and more areas in this country are in fact in alignment with the best of what this country is and should be. All right, that's what I wanted to say. Let's go to a call. Harry from Wairika, not to be confused with Eureka.
Thank you, Jefferson. I had to make two signs. The first sign is Matthew 25:35. Dot dot dot. The signs are 17 inches wide and 9 inches tall. The other sign is Google. Google Matthew 25:35 and on. I just have the Matthew 25:35 on one sign, and the other one is Google. So it has to be two signs, 17 inches by 9.
I appreciate it, Harry. I appreciate it. People can send them in. Somebody sent one to me. It was Republicans are protecting the wrong little hands with kids' hands, including multiracial kids' hands, pictured on one side of the sign and two orange hands on the other. I like it. All right, Harry, thank you. We're going to keep taking them. Of those, Harry, I want to write it down. What's your favorite of those? I want to write that one down.
Matthew 25:35.
Yep. Great.
And then you Google it. It's heal the sick, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, welcome the stranger, all of those.
Matthew 25:35. For I was hungry, you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Pro-Democracy crew, thanks for being part of that crew. Thanks for joining us. No Kings rally tomorrow. I think it will be in the millions of people.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
You want to vote for a governor. You do have many to choose from who have served in the assembly. Or you can choose the one of us candidate. Hi, I'm Ryan Sternad. I work for a living. Sure, I don't have elected experience, but I do have working class experience. Won't you want your governor to know what it's like to be in your shoes and to govern that way? For more, go to RyanSternadForGovernor.com.
Paid for by Ryan Sternad for Governor.
Looking to grow a career? David J. Frank Landscaping is hiring. Enjoy competitive wages, opportunities for professional growth, and a supportive team environment. No experience necessary. Yes, David J. Frank provides paid training. Enjoy the benefits of working at one of the top green industry companies in the country. If you're just looking to make some money on the side, David J. Frank is also hiring for snow removal. Call 608-283-9276 or visit davidjfrank.com/jobs and see if this is the team for you.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
I love playing sports, especially for my school.
And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll. I'm a Patriotic Millionaire, and I approve this message.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Well, thank you to our sponsors, and here's one of them. You're a homeowner. You need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is, I never check it, you need to do something about that right now. That's why we have partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom and get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom. That's HometitleLock.com/Tom. Ultimately, tomorrow, as people are in the streets, and I do think it will be more than 1 million people hit the streets tomorrow. It will be one of the larger protests in U.S. history, I predict. And why do I predict it? Well, for one thing, it's you people. That I did not say today, hey, folks, let's talk about the protest tomorrow. I mentioned it, and I definitely talked about that yesterday. But today is anything goes. Anything goes Friday. I didn't make it up. That's the tradition. And that can go any number of ways. Somebody called in to tell me how I can stop eating so much sugar and cookies, which I appreciate. Maybe not as much as I appreciate cookies, and this is part of the problem. But the conversation can go a lot of different places. And 90% of the calls today, all about the protest. And the only people who say they're not going are people saying, I can't, and here's how I want to help anyway. That is a signal to me. That is a signal to me that it is on the radar screen of this community in a meaningful, potent way. And good on you. But here's another reason I think it's going to be more than 1 million people, or maybe a couple million, I don't know, a few million, maybe more, is because of Donald Trump. Not because of who he is, but what he said. And not just because of him, but because of the current speaker of the once proud House of Representatives, who, in his little clever self, wondered, well, I don't know what they're going to do with their Hate America rally. Oh, clever, good one, little guy. Oh, real good one. You're a smart, smart, funny little guy. You get to be Speaker of the House because you're a good little funny guy. Come on, man. You're a dork. And he went and said, you know, and the fact that he went on more than one media outlet. I don't usually name call, but guy bugs me, man. He went on more than one media outlet to try to criticize the rally before it even happened. Donald Trump tries to, oh, I don't even think there are going to be that many people there. Try to criticize it. Try to do his like crowd size lie before the crowd even sized. That means they know that people are rallying. That means they're worried, that they have to start damning it with faint praise, or worse, they have to undermine it, they have to criticize it, because they recognize that there hasn't been a rally of this size. There will not have been a rally of this size against a sitting president of the United States. I think that's true. I don't think they want the headlines. And by the way, to our journalist listeners out there, biggest rally against a sitting president in U.S. history. Check out to see if that's true, and check out to see if that bears out, because that's what I'm predicting. This president doesn't want to be number one in opposition. But I now think he is going to be number one in opposition because of you, and indicated by what he and his allies are saying, because they are scared of you. They're trying to undermine you. And what is went over the principles of protests? One of the protest principles is, if they attack, redouble the efforts. If they attack, redouble the efforts. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Mark from Thornton, Colorado. You're on the air.
Hey, Jefferson. Thank you for being there for Tom. I love when you fill in for him. It's great.
Thanks, man.
I got one point to make, and that is to add to your list of concerns when we're looking at all of this.
Yeah.
And that is, we need to look back to FDR. That man defied his own class to help the middle class.
Yep.
So we need to keep him in mind and get back to FDR's United States.
And to our listeners, and to be really clear, one of the reasons why I try to have a big tent of participation is it is so easy to get tribal, and ultimately the most important tribe are the people trying to make the world better, people trying to make humanity better. As a subset of that, people trying to make the United States better, trying to make their communities better. That's the tribe. The enemy is not politically defined. The enemy are the people who don't care about other people. The enemy are people who are trying to hurt other people. And that's how we've got to think about allies and adversaries. Go ahead, Mark. Keep going.
Agreed. And I like your calling the speaker a dork, too. That was, I got
wasn't
other
planned.
Choice words, but dork is good.
He's just kind of a little dork. It upsets me because our movement has become so good at trying to root out bullying. Okay, it's like it's not cool to do, and I'm totally with that. But like that dude, if it weren't for like I don't know racist buddies, he'd be getting wedgies right now. Like it's really kind of a bummer to me. Right, it's a bummer to me that there's nobody holding them accountable because you know we're doing the right thing by trying to be nice. But go ahead, Mark.
He does. He's a political nerd dork.
Okay. Nerd's a compliment,
so
but keep going, Mark.
Here's one sign. I got one sign, a front and a back. One sign, or one side says, Trump is America's number one terrorist, because he is. And then the other side says, Trump is a doge bag and the enema within.
That, by the way, that got audible reactions in the studio.
I heard it.
It got a laughter in the back room, and it got a clap over here. An enema.
I'm making a big, gigantic sign with this, and I'm going to be over hanging over I-25.
And is it just enema of the people, or is there something before that?
No, it's Trump is a doge bag.
Doge bag.
The enema within.
And an enema within. Thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke.
A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Ukraine's President Zelensky arriving for talks with President Trump, marking his third visit to the White House since January. Zelensky asking for more defense weapons, and it comes after President Trump spoke with Russia's leader yesterday, signaling a meeting for both of them in Hungary in the coming weeks. John Bolton, former Trump National Security Advisor, who now draws the ire of President Trump, pleaded not guilty today in a Maryland courtroom to 18 federal counts of retaining and sharing classified information. ABC's Pierre Thomas was in court for Bolton's first appearance.
He said that he had had a chance to review the indictment with his counsel. Again, hearing was over relatively quickly. Bolton now understanding that he faces 18 felony counts, each which carry up to 10 years in prison and a